달려오는 기찻길 정말 위태롭게 티끌 하나 놓치지 마 괜한 실수 때문에 놓쳐버리긴 싫어 꽉 친 손은 미끄러질까봐 다시 가봐
Hi, welcome to Korean Drama's First Meetings and Last Goodbyes. This is our first meeting with Tomorrow.
It was everything we thought we would love. Everything.
Yeah, it seemed like... Because we liked Doom at Your Service.
Yes.
Yeah, we've liked...
Mystic Papa Bar.
This seemed like to be the same kind of idea as those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a whole secret society of Grim Reaper death people. And it's a very thought out and curated world and system.
Yeah. It seemed like a fun take on death.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there were jokes. There were definitely jokes.
Yeah. And like the idea of like, it's like any other business where it's like you just put in your, 8 hours a day, clock out at 5, you know?
Yeah. If you're out on the clock, you're out. Doesn't matter if you're in the middle of this job. And I like the stylistic elements in a way, you know? Just.
Yeah. I thought, you know, the CGI elements were fun. They were a little cheesy, but fun.
Yeah.
It definitely had a cheesy but fun vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely webtoon friendly vibe.
Yeah. It is from a webtoon.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely, there was something missing, though.
I think for me, what it was a combination of, I would say, miscasting.
Perhaps.
I mean, our main character woman is a badass, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this actress has played badass characters in the past. And the thing is, though, she's beautiful and looks beautiful and, like, flawless. Like, she looks flawless. I think that's what didn't really work for me was just, like, I think if it was, like, I keep saying my favorite, like, you know, Kim Hae-soo or something, like, it would be a little bit more grittier. Like, she's supposed to be this punk badass woman, but the whole time it felt like she would never get any scratch marks on her. Her hair and makeup are always so perfect. It just, like, didn't quite match, I think.
I'm not, like, too familiar with this actress, but I guess I get what you mean. Just sort of, she felt, like, a little too...
Perfect.
Perfect.
Or, yes. How do I say this? Like,
soft.
Carefully curated to look perfectly punk. Like, that kind of... Like, no one would argue Blackpink is a punk girl group, okay? Even though you're carefully, artistically styled to look a certain aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely, Rowan is handsome, and he plays, like, a dumb, what is this world I'm in kind of person. He's also cute, that bears saying.
Yes. This is, I mean, definitely visual-wise, Rowan is great. Great visual.
Yeah.
I did kind of, like, skim through the first few chapters of the webtoon. And I would say, like, definitely the webtoon feels more deadpan. Mm. And this one is definitely trying to be an epic action-adventure journey, you know? So it's a little bit, I would say, a little bit of a mismatch.
I see. Yeah, deadpan humor doesn't really translate to TV a lot.
No.
Yeah.
So I can understand why they chose that direction. But it is a little tricky because then it just kind of becomes every other show that we've seen a million times, you know?
Pretty much, yeah.
The unique hook of the webtoon is kind of missing. And maybe for me, like, the stories themselves didn't feel rich enough. Like, we can kind of see the twist coming from a mile away of, like the end of the first episode. We've got this, like, writer who was once bullied by someone who, obviously, the person that's writing a webtoon about being bullied, that's pretty clear. I don't know if I'm spoiling it for anyone because I didn't watch episode 2, so if it's not this case, I'd be very surprised. But, like, the twist is kind of, like, pretty obvious for everyone, you know?
Yeah. The thing is, like, I'll accept a show that has flaws, you know? But there's just something not really...
I guess the word
drawing.
Is hook. This is a...
Yeah, didn't hook us in.
Yeah. It didn't have a unique, fresh take on something we've seen before.
Yeah.
And in that case, well, did it execute every element of this genre perfectly? No. So then it's like, well, in that case,
yeah,
you know, it's hard to find a reason to keep watching, you know?
A little bit, yeah. So like we said, it reminded us of Doom at Your Service and Mystic Pop-Up Bar. Just the, like, action adventure-y kind of, like, death, dealing with death, and et cetera. Like, I'm sure it will be, like, a case of the week. Like, we deal with this person this week, and next week we deal with a grocer who has trauma from their childhood.
I think what I'm missing from this show that both these shows had, Doom at Your Service and Mystic Pop-Up Bar, was depth. Like, there's no depth with any of the character arcs, I think.
At least not yet. Definitely not in the first episode.
Not in episode one.
Yeah.
Versus, I think both of those shows had elements of, like, what's going on here, layers for the character.
Yeah.
Which was why we kept watching them.
So if you have any thoughts on tomorrow, please tweet at us at KDrama First Last, and then have a great day.